This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
We have been very excited because RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars 4 kicked off this Friday.
Dude.
And we've got opinions.
Oh, look, first of all, there's a couple of opinions I have. But Jennifer Lewis.
Oh, my God, she was amazing.
The
so,
best thing
Drag Race fan. Like, it was an amazing judge and so supportive. And for the talent round as well, you've got to be.
Yeah. But witty, insightful, sassy.
Just sharing in the joy of it all. When you've got Michelle Visage there with a face that just doesn't seem to move.
No,
when she's not liking anything. You know when she's liking something, but it's only because the smile slightly changes.
Correct, yeah.
And you just, this is the thing. So for All Stars, I love it. It's a whole lot of fun. But when it starts with the talent round, it's always an interesting thing. And we've seen, as the show's continued, more and more they're just doing a lip sync.
It is. And look, part of the reason is obviously they can't, or I believe part of the reason is they can't sign off on potentially 10 songs.
And doing their own lip sync, like, don't get me wrong, I'm okay with it, it's fine, but here's the thing. I would presume if you're a drag queen in a drag competition,
that's
you can lip sync
anyway.
Already. So the point of a talent round, like it was in the first season, in the second season of All Stars, is to show us something different.
Correct.
And that's my problem with it, is that we're not seeing something different.
Yeah. And now they've all come in with marketing promos like, oh, okay, I've got a talent. I'm going to sell this song. I've got a song to sell. I've got tours to write.
And we were talking about, I was talking about this with the lovely, no, Jemima, you were there as well last night. And we were talking about this where this seems to be the problem with drag queens. You know, you look at the ones who started in season 3 or 4 mm-hmm. or 2 even, and they come with a talent, whether it's painting like Manila did or flag throwing and something that shows a bit more of a range, whatever that range may
Diversity,
be.
Diversity, yeah.
And you look at these queens that have just come out of it and basically jumping into All Stars, it's what brand do I need to push? What do I need
to do? Right, they've come out with a gimmick and a, what's the word I'm looking for? Catch craze.
Well, yeah, and we're in the 11th season of the show, so after 11 years, I understand that that's the nature of it. Can be everyone's grabbing for that one bit of fame or one bit of focus that they've got or thing in which they can do.
Yeah.
So I get it. But for me, I'm like, for me, I want to see something more.
I want entertainment. I want full gladiator blood
sports.
I want
entertainment.
Yes. I would not. And see, this is why I think it was really interesting that people were getting up Trinity and she was like, oh, my talent is tucking. Look, to be honest, like that was a really good way of hiding what she was doing.
Well, totally. And that was smart for, you know, the way in which a reality TV show works. But as far as it goes, for me, I would have loved an actual tuck tutorial by Trinity.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been really great. Rip it off, have the stockings there done. It would have shown comedy in a different way and it would have been really entertaining. The lip sync was still really good and it was really animated and really fun.
Yes.
But
her talent, like, if you go a little bit more cerebral with it, for me, her talent was...
You loved it.
I did love it because if it was... just because it was entertaining and it was lighthearted and it made me giggle. But if you look at it from a cerebral point of view, her talent was actually songwriting, comedy, props. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Like, it was actually
it was
putting
good.
That...
There was
that,
a lot putting, of thought into it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So it was...
Which, for somebody who came into her season not knowing she could be funny...
And this is the good thing about it. Like, there's a whole lot of fun to be had, but we did have our first queen go home.
Yep.
Jasmine Mass had something to say, and it wasn't very funny, and bye-bye, Jasmine.
Absolutely.
Which, I think, as rules go, it's a good one.
Yep.
And now, but here's the question.
It was a correct decision.
How do you think things are going to be next episode? We've got a looming battle between Gia and
Farrah.
I mean, for people that don't like Drag Race, by the way, apologies. We're just diving into a chat and we can't help ourselves. But it looks like it's going to be a very interesting season.
Yeah, they've lined it up. It's going to be good. So it's definitely going to be an interesting season to watch.
There's a whole lot of fun to be had and we cannot quite frankly wait for it.
Nah, every week I've got to be watching it. Nobody's
now,
surprised
do you like
about
watching
that,
it? Do you like watching it in a group or do you like watching it individually?
Little from column A, little from column B.
Yeah.
So I like watching it as a group because you get the commentary and things like that. But also because there's commentary or extra things going around on the outside, sometimes you miss things. So I'll always re-watch it again. Probably a couple of times alone just to make sure that...
Well, I watched it again today because I thought you're coming on, we're going to have to talk about it.
Yeah, I thought I'd do some research.
There's no two ways about it. It's the research that has to happen.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day.
live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.